And Kevin Na was a guy that I put on my card as well. Three wins in his last 42 events. This guy is starting to, you know, turn good finishes into victories. Has a win at the Greenbrier, which I've seen some people make as a corollary course this week. Two straight top 10s at the Wyndham. Two straight top 20s at Pebble Beach. Again, similar putting surface there. Finished ninth at the WGC Mexico this year, which is a very similar putting surface to what we have this week. Sixth on tour in strokes gained putting and ninth in scrambling. Kevin Na checked a lot of boxes for me. Did not perform well at the Colonial, where he was the defending champion. I did not back him there. But off of his performance last week at the Travelers, it looks like, you know, for a guy that is certainly one of the classier players in the field this week, I got him at 37-1, but 40-1, that's a really good price on a guy, again, that has a lot of class in this week's field.
I'm on Na as well. And just to give you some numbers from last week at the Travelers, fourth in driving accuracy, second in greens in regulation, fifth in strokes gained putting last week at the Travelers Championship. He was minus 13 on the par fours last week. The only guy that was better was the winner of that tournament, Dustin Johnson. And there are a lot of shorter par fours on this track. He's not a long hitter, but he can hit it pretty straight. So I think that distance disadvantage is mitigated by the shorter par four. So I'm on Na as well. And just to point out a couple of plays on your card as well, you liked a lot of Donald Ross corollaries this week. Patrick Reed,
yep,
former winner at the Wyndham Championship. Brant Snedeker, who we both played. Snedeker also has won at Eastlake in Atlanta,
yep,
which hosts the Tour Championship at the end of the season. So that made sense. Lucas Glover is a guy I looked at. He was one of my last guys I left off. Played terrific last week. The two Clemson guys, Lucas Glover and Doc Redman, both have been playing very well and striking the ball.